And now Guillermo Paz was stalled in traffic, an apt metaphor for what he was feeling. He sat seething behind the wheel of his massive customized pickup truck, currently stuck in traffic on the 410 heading out of San Antonio. He lived in a cabin on a lake he'd bought with cash from his American employer at Homeland Security. Traffic started moving, then snarled to a halt again almost immediately in all three lanes. Paz cringed behind the wheel, ready to floor his accelerator and plow through all the cars blocking his way ahead on the 410. Until he saw the minivan pulled over on a strange angle on the side of the road. At first, Paz thought the three kids hovering by the vehicle were there to help, maybe offered to change a flat tire or something. But at next glance, their baggy clothes, tough guy strut, and pistols displayed in the waistbands of at least the two he could see clearly, told him they were gangbangers, probably out for a quick score, maybe a carjacking. Paz pulled his truck over onto the shoulder behind the minivan. Paz climbed out of the truck and tucked his long-sleeved denim shirt all the way into the olive drab cargo pants he liked because of the extra pockets.
That's what I like to see. Young people out doing a good deed. Think I paid you boys $5 at a car wash to raise money for the homeless a few weeks back.
You got it wrong, man. Best be on your way now. We can take things from here.
Paz started coming toward the kid he took to be the leader, reaching the rear of the minivan much faster than the gangbangers had figured.
What do you mean exactly, take things from here? I'm sorry, it's my English.
The kid hitched up his pants with one hand, the other straying back on his hip to where his pistol was tucked. Paz glimpsed the second kid carrying a pistol tucked into his waistband mimic that motion, and now he could see a third gangbanger was holding a baseball bat on the passenger side of the minivan. Paz saw that there were three kids squeezed into the rear seat, a woman who must have been their mother behind the wheel, shaking her cell phone as if that would help her find a signal or reach 911 faster.
Oh, I get it. Taking things from here means teaching these kids how to hit, right?
Then to the banger holding the bat.
Hey, you got a baseball? Because I think I might have one in my truck.
The leader drew his gun, held it sideways, tough guy style, which nobody who really understood how semi-automatics worked would ever do. In Paz's experience, men who held their guns that way never fired them.
Oh, I see. No baseball, target practice. Makes sense. Fine skill to teach young people. Who taught you, amigo?
Fuck you, man!
Hey, talk to me like that, and I might have to ask you for that $5 I donated at the car wash back.
Get your ass gone or I'll blow a second hole in it, fuckwad.
Hey, that's good English. I teach a couple of classes to immigrants. Maybe I should have you in as a guest speaker.
The other two gangbangers were looking at each other, the leader trying to hold his pistol steady with its weight starting to bring the barrel down.
Fuck you, man! Fuck you!
Sure, whatever you say. I think I know this family from the neighborhood. Let me just check to see if they fed my dog like I asked them.
Paz knocked on the rear window, angling himself closer to the leader without the banger ever realizing it. Paz took his gaze off him, still watching the banger's reflection off a window featuring a smiley face drawn in built-up condensation. The sun cut through the van from the other side of the road, ending up in the leader's eyes. The banger did exactly what Paz was expecting next, eased himself a little closer, guns starting to tremble a bit. Not taking his eyes from the window until the very last moment, Paz whirled. He latched a hand onto the banger's wrist holding the pistol so fast the guy didn't even have the split second he needed to pull the trigger. And by the time he found it, Paz had wrenched his hand downward into the side. The second armed gangbanger had his gun out by then, and Paz used the leaders to shoot the kid's wrist. On the other side, the kid with the baseball bat, for some inexplicable reason, started hammering it against the window. The next instant found Paz leaping onto the minivan, hitting the hood first and denting it badly before projecting himself over. He hit the ground just as the final banger twisted, canting his body to strike with the bat hard and fast. He was holding the bat at the ready, then he wasn't, because Paz had stripped it from his grasp. Kid could do nothing but watch as Paz took it in either hand and snapped the bat in two, square in the middle.
Man, it's a good thing you didn't try hitting a baseball with this piece of shit.
Paz watched the final gangbanger turn and rush off down the shoulder, his form shrinking rapidly to utter insignificance. Then he tossed both halves of the bat aside. Paz grinned, looked inside the minivan where the mother was now cradling two of her kids, staring at him as if she wasn't sure he was really there.
La clase ha terminado.